Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody would buy this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if you're sucking us into your ear holes out on the Eastern Coast live. If it ain't those times, then you're listening to us as a rerun, maybe, here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 for your ear holes and your ear and your ear holes too.
Maybe your holes.
And
it's like some Appalachian kind of speak.
Yeah.
Show me your holes.
Or you've downloaded us. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast from iTunes, from Stitcher. And of course, you've left an amazing number of stars and a great review. Or you've got us from, you've downloaded us from crabdiving.com. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Have you heard the news? The good news? Which is, hey, I heard J.K. Rowling is going to take a crack at writing the Bible.
Is she?
She should have. She really should have. Did you read those Harry Potters?
A few of them.
I read one. I think they were great.
Yeah, I think I missed the last two maybe, but I did read the first four. Entertaining. They're quick reads.
Who do you think is a more daunting villain, Satan or Voldemort?
Well,
is he a bad guy, Voldemort?
Equal
Slytherin.
Equal ties to reality.
Oh yes, equal myth.
But I don't know. Satan.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. By the way, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving.
Bang, bang.
In the Bible, aren't there not a whole lot of references to Satan? Like, what didn't
Fuck
Satan,
you!
Didn't Satan pop up as a bad guy kind of after the whole Bible-y thing?
Right. He turned, right?
Right, it's like the Catholics with the saints.
Oh yeah,
the saints ain't in the Bible.
No,
but there's a lot of them. Fucking saints. Yeah, some of them get desaintituted.
How? How does that happen?
The Pope just, I don't know, shaves down,
ugh,
oils up,
how many?
Rides around on an altar or something.
Yeah. I saw that on YouTube.
Right,
it's a vine. How many children do you have to rape to lose your sanctitude? Your sanctinology.
Yeah, I don't know. How many?
A baker's dozen.
How many virgin starfish need to be sacrificed?
Listen, we're good. We got some bad news for you. We got to let you go. You're just raping too many of these kids.
So I don't even know how we got there. But
Jared has lost his sanctitude.
Jared lost his gig. Might lose his freedom
right,
for bragging about getting a underage girl on Craigslist, isn't that the deal?
Right.
I allegedly, and telling some woman that he thinks middle school girls are hot.
Yeah, and not only that, he's like, you know, you really should think about putting your ass out there on Craigslist. You might be able to get upwards of $500 fucking dollars.
Well, no, he wanted $500, but the package included him sitting there watching.
With a foot long, right? Did he get a... Because
hey,
it was actually a manager of a Subway.
This is a meatball sandwich.
Yeah. So gross. Yeah, what's he going to do? Sit there? Is that a secret to all that weight loss? He ate turkey subs every day whilst watching
underage kitty porn. Yeah.
Fuck. Wow.
And apparently hopping on Craigslist to try to somehow...
It's better to be fat.
...spot the underage ones.
Jeez, what a creep.
She even asked him that in a text, right? When we read it on gotocrabdiving.com for yesterday's, day before his show, whenever the hell we talked about it. But didn't she even say that she asked him, well, how do you know in Craigslist if they're underage? You don't say, you know, hi, I'm 14, I'm looking for cock.
Well, Jared probably knows all the slang.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, there's a way to tell.
Yeah. They said, that, you know what it says? Banana peppers are extra. That's right. What the code is.
Some emoticons.
Right.
Smiley faces.
What's the other word for banana peppers? Pepperoncinis?
Okay. I don't know.
What do you say in Wisconsin, Illinois?
What do we say up in Wisconsin? Bell peppers.
They're supposed to be horrible to order because they're
what kind of peppers? Banana peppers.
Pepperoncinis or banana pepper. Same thing.
I think they're two different things. Okay. I don't know in my Midwestern brain, but I could be wrong.
I think you are fucking incorrect, sir.
It's quite possible.
It's one of my most favorite things to order on my Subway sandwich, but I've heard you're not supposed to because they're not really yellow. They're dyed.
Do they have shit
to look yellow?
Do they have like migrant people fecal matter all over them? Or
oh yes,
something?
Please.
Or salmonella.
It's the best kind.
What am I looking up? Banana.
Banana peppers.
Pepper.
It's the same thing as a pepperoncini. It must be.
It could very well be. The banana pepper.
Survey says.
The banana pepper, also known as the yellow wax pepper.
Who cares?
Or banana chili.
Ooh.
Is a medium-sized member of the chili pepper family that has a mild, tangy taste.
Right.
While typically bright yellow,
medium-sized,
it is possible for them to change to green, red, or orange as they ripen.
I'm a shower, not a grower.
It is often pickled.
Yes.
Stuffed, aren't we all?
Yes.
Or used.
Wasted.
As a raw ingredient in foods.
Stoned.
Its flavor is not very hot.
Oh, yes.
See, I think a pepperoncini is...
See, you
is
think it's not the
entity.
Same... fucking thing. Then how come when I ask for pepperoncinis or banana peppers, I get that they it means the same thing because I've tried both. I've done control groups and studies on this and tests.
Pepperoncini.
Okay.
A pepperoncino.
Go fuck yourself.
Is the Italian name for hot chili peppers.
Okay, so I'm wrong yet again. I'm always wrong.
Pepperoncino probably came to Italy. I don't know. It drove. Yeah. Rode a horse
the
into
great
Italy.
Pepperoncini migration of 1450 BC.
1492, it says.
Oh, really?
After Columbus. Oh, after Columbus had taken samples from the New World to Europe. Oh, so they not only did they kill everybody and give them diseases and discover the New World and all that shit, but then they stole their pepperoncinos. And took them back.
Hey, you stole my pepperoncinos.
Like the tomato, the pepperoncino was first considered a decorative and possibly poisonous plant.
Is it a
decorative?
Decorative.
And maybe poisonous. I mean, you know how you have the pepperoncinis hanging all over the place.
Well, those are fake.
Those are pepperoncinos.
No. Those are fake peppers, though. Those are made to look like lights.
If they have a light hanging in them, yeah, they
God
are.
God didn't make those.
But they also, I mean, you can see them... Like, you could buy them dried, the real red ones. I guess they would use those maybe before they had lights. Maybe they threw pepperoncinis on there. You know what the Italians do on their Christmas
trees. We use it as a light source. Oh, man. I did stand-up yesterday, and my whole set sucked so much dick. Except I talked about the... I can't stop saying bang-bang like the Netherlands military. Because they're out of bullets.
It's so sad. It really
They're out of bullets. So when they do training exercises, little fucking Dutch soldiers have to say bang, bang when they're shooting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Bang, bang. They wish.
Except imagine that sound with a Dutch accent.
A bang, bang. They wish they
that's the Italian Army.
Same fucking continent.
And they wouldn't yell it.
Smart guy.
They would say it very quietly.
A bang a bang.
And with complete apathy.
I am stoned.
Bang.
Hey, bang, bang.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're defending. No, they better not be apathetic. They
Who are the Italians?
No. The Netherlands army, the Dutch soldiers.
Right.
They're the last line of defense against the best city on the fucking planet.
Dutch soldier sounds like a sex move.
Cost 35 roses.
Like some kind of a award you win at the AVNs.
Yeah. You got to stretch out beforehand.
Best.
Best Dutch soldier.
Best Dutch soldier scene. I guess we can see what's...
Lexington Steel won Best Dutch Soldier 3 years in a row.
Did he?
Yes.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I wonder if Sarah Palin has met Lexington Steel.
Oh, Mr. Steel. Bang, bang.
We'll... From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, August the 5th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Nice shit, guys. Record that one and use it next time. We never have to do it again. It was perfect.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post, and I'm sure 24/7, nonstop, 59 minutes out of the hour on CNN.
69-minute mark.
Because you know that CNN was all Malaysian plane all the time news when it happened.
Who cares? I don't give one shit about this fucking story. Do you know why?
Because you'd hate airplanes.
Yeah, I'm still dead at the bottom of the sea in a fucking horrible death. Oh, they figured out what happened.
Malaysian.
So fucking what?
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Wednesday.
Yes.
That plane debris found on the shore of Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean belongs to missing Malaysian Air Flight MH370. It's been confirmed.
Oh, shit.
Today, 500... this is a quote from the Prime Minister.
Yes.
I don't know what he sounds like.
Today, 513 days since the plane disappeared. It is with a very heavy heart that I must tell you that an international team of experts has conclusively confirmed that the aircraft debris found on Reunion is indeed from MH370.
Conclusively confirmed. Oh, yeah.
So they've said.
That's redundant. And also, you know what that sounds like?
I don't think English is our friend's first language.
The dude from Princess Bride. the guy that married. Wav, twoo wav.
Twoo love. Oh, that was Peter Cook.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Cook. Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. Bang, bang.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo that it has been confirmed.
Who gives a shit?
That the little piece of the wing from the 777 that they found on that island does belong to the missing flight MH370. It's been confirmed. Now the interesting thing is they're going to scan the fuck out of it.
With what?
Not their words.
Yes.
But they're going to bombard it with all kinds of magical science and shit.
Who cares?
They're going to circle and pray over it, actually, and look into it. But they're going to use all kinds of science and shit on it. And they said they'll be able to possibly even determine... like whether it blew up in the sky or whether it hit the water and then broke up because of things that they might find, little micro abrasions or burns or scorches or anything that they might find.
Hey, if I'm on that plane and whatever shit went down, the word micro will be used to not describe one element of the fucking catastrophe. It's a huge micro new word. I don't micro abrasions. I was blown to bits out of a fucking plane. Let me ask you something. If indeed it did explode.
If indeed it did explode.
Do you die instantly? Are you then like shot out into the sky? You're falling.
Possibly.
You're falling. You're like,
possibly.
Or is it quick? God.
Possibly.
Fuck this.
Fuck this.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be taking the train from now on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because that, you know, there's never any accidents with the fucking train.
Right.
Damn. What a horrible fucking, I mean, you know, so many bad things can happen.
Okay, now I got to know.
What?
1 second. This is
Is this Don Lemon? Is he going to comment?
No.
What does Don Lemon have to say about this? He commented because he did the. So what are we going to learn from these micro abrasions? Was this the only part of the plane to not get sucked into the fucking wormhole, or how did it work?
Well, I don't know that they're going to try to determine all that shit. So this one piece of the wing that they found, they might be able to figure some shit out.
I got to tell you something. If we have we get a legitimate, like, I mean, this is no reflection on us, but what if we get like a news show that they do straight news, you know, just they read the fucking news on crab diving.
I thought you meant we do it. That would
no. I mean, but what if you tuned in? And,
fuck free news on crab diving.
And our Tom Brokaw type was pulling a Don Lemon and was like, "This it could have gone through a wormhole."
Well,
I would fire them. They wouldn't be working at crab diving anymore.
Right. But
fuck
you,
Don.
You
Lemon.
Can't prove it's not a wormhole.
I don't give a shit.
Were you there?
Find a new job. Get off my network.
Conclusively confirm that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
That's what he actually sounds like.
Bullshitica 69.
That's the actual.
That was close, by the way.
Uber Puba of Prime Minister
Najib Razak.
Malaysia.
Fuck, man.
There you go.
I mean, it seems like flying in the South Pacific is just a general suck fest. I mean, you know. Aren't they going to have more erratic weather in that part of the world?
Well, everything.
As the climate change.
Have you heard what's going on in, like, the Iran and the Iraq and shit? Like,
well, we aren't.
160
Yeah.
Not even the fucking record, but goddamn.
Degrees?
Close, yeah. And it's a shit fest right now in areas in the Mid-East because of the heat.
I mean,
it has nothing to do with.
Imagine not having air conditioning.
Oh yeah,
and living out there. You know, people do. People live out there without central fucking air, man. They're tough. What do you live?
I'm thinking there's not a lot of central air units.
Well, there might be. Tehran is an advanced,
exactly
city. It's. I don't know.
Our image of Iran, though, is like a camel in a tent.
What's that movie? That's how I think of Iran. However, it was portrayed in that fucking movie where, they rescued the hostages, the guys of a film crew, Iran-Contras.
Yeah, I remember.
That movie. Argo. Argonaut. Argo.
Argo. Oh, Argo.
Great movie. That's great movie. They had some amazing shots of Tehran. I mean, it looks like a cool city. Beautiful.
You look at pictures of it from the 70s when... the Shah was busy dictating over it, but it looks like Americans in the 70s, they're showing skin,
right?
And all sexes are showing skin.
It could be such a party palace
and no burkas, no, nothing on their heads. No, it looked like Americans.
Why can't we take whoever the fuck is in charge of Iran aside? Obama should take him aside, or better yet, fuck that. Get some rep from Hollywood.
Well,
the Hollywood emissaries.
They did take them aside. We just had a deal. That's why Obama whipped out the big schlong of the presidentude today.
They should offer the leader of Iran like a movie deal and a sweet home in the hills and say, you can have whatever you want.
He's got whatever he wants.
Give up your shitty
country.
No.
He's got a country. He also, the president compared, this is actually one of the sub headlines over on the Drudge Report.
Perfect.
Obama compares Iranian hardliners to Republicans, which is what he did.
Oh yeah, I heard that. That was fucking awesome.
He said, you'll hear them screaming, meaning the Republicans here. You'll hear them saying, "Oh well, they're screaming death to America over there," and he goes, "Well," and the president says, "Well, yeah, some of them are the hardliners, the crazy hardliners over there."
Yeah,
are still screaming death to America. And they want to scuttle the deal. They want to scuttle the deal, just like you do, Republicans.
And it's a totally different issue, but we've got hardliners protesting everywhere. We got this fucking Confederate flag bullshit.
Oh, God, and this Planned Parenthood.
No.
Fraud.
It's
just fraud.
It's a fallacy, this Planned Parenthood
so
thing.
So far. And they keep saying, there's more. We got more. Whoops. We got more.
I
got
to tell you, there's a simpleton I follow on Facebook. who may or may not, you know, be a minor player in the internet radio business. And he has just the shittiest politics on the fucking planet. And he's got such a hard-on for this the lives of unborn children. I mean, this abortion thing, that's all he posts about.
It's
the Holocaust.
Yeah, they get a lot of people out with that one issue. The single issue voters who don't care that they're being robbed blind as long as the person they vote for pretends to care about unborn babies for them.
It's lunacy.
Pretends to care about unborn
babies. What happens when those babies are born?
Are they brown?
Well, maybe.
Are they white?
They could be. Both are feasible options.
One's much better, though.
What if the kid's hungry? Are you going to preserve his life by offering food, shelter, aid?
What kind of a commie are you?
Oh, shit.
Put his ass to work.
I'm going
to... Wait, is he white?
Yes. You're in luck.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give my life defending the right of that fetus.
We'll send him to a private Jesus school.
While it's a fetus. Oh, yeah.
The black one. Ooh, behavioral problems. Shit. We got to take money away from those schools.
Now, the black one.
They're all bad.
Now you can stab him to death with a coat hanger. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Not until he's out, okay?
Hey, those cells aren't going to fill themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So the headline over at the Drudge Report is what has been breaking news.
Yes.
Hatchet-wielding gunman.
Oh, my God.
At a screening of Mad Max in Tennessee today.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We got to outlaw hatchets.
A man wielding a gun, a hatchet, and pepper spray.
Fuck this. I don't ever want to go back to the movies.
Was killed inside a Tennessee movie theater on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
After police responded to reports of an active shooter, and they traded shots with the suspect. The Nashville spokesman for the Popo told reporters that one of the moviegoers was cut on the shoulder with a hatchet before the police officers killed the 51-year-old suspect as he tried to go out the back door, they say.
Oh, my God.
So he did apparently chop somebody with a hatchet.
How old is this person?
They're saying the suspect is 51 years old.
How does that happen to some? I mean, you know, at least kids that go nuts and shoot people up, you can think, well.
Well, because Obama.
Oh, is this Obama's fault?
Who knows if this is a.
It on the Kenyan.
I tune into Fox. They're probably saying, well, you know, I wonder if he has been to a mosque recently.
Were any of the people in that movie theater carrying? Did anyone have a concealed carry?
Apparently the guy with the who got hatcheted to the shoulder didn't. I mean.
Yeah.
One man suffered the cut. Some other suffered irritation from pepper spray.
Oh God!
They say the suspect used, and he was wearing a surgical mask. They say he had two backpacks with him, and the bomb squad is currently moving the robots in to destroy those backpacks.
Are they sending in?
They're gonna go boom.
I'm sorry. Are they sending in Optimus Prime? Like they did with
He's busy patrolling the halls of that Houston condo for any other rogue cobras, right?
I can't believe some stoner was like, I'll send in my Optimus Prime remote control because that's something I have.
I think it's fucking brilliant.
I do too. I'm not
fucking
going.
Brilliant.
No.
I've got an idea.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I hate when people say here's the thing. But really, here's the thing. If you're in an apartment building and there's a snake, you can shut the door.
Yeah,
you're away from the snake. You're protected from it. It's not. It doesn't matter. That snake can get through tiny little holes.
Right.
You're fucked. Right. Fucked. Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime ain't gonna save you. Honey Badger would.
Two officers were already at the mall working on a car accident.
Ugh, I hate the mall.
When people came running towards them.
Jesus.
They were within the complex within 2 minutes. One officer entered the theater and exchanged gunfire with the gunman. Things that can't kill people only kill people fire with the things that can't kill people only.
Yeah. Are you trying to say guns?
Yes.
Well, wait. Do we need to have armed guards at these fucking theaters now? Do we need to give the people working concessions?
Oh, sure.
You're
guns.
You're in charge of popcorn and shooting any ne'er-do-wells.
The SWAT team arrived.
Oh, shit.
And had to put on gas masks because of all the pepper spray the guy had sprayed.
Mace, pepper spray is fucking nasty, dude. It fucks you up.
A woman, I'm reading from CNN, by the way. This is CNN.
Yeah, we employed Don Lemon, a real lunatic.
A woman who worked at a Sprint store near the scene.
Oh, my God.
Said that about 3 hours earlier, a man with two backpacks had tried to enter her store through the back. I don't know what that means. So
oh, shit.
Apparently, he was trying to get in from the getting into the Sprint store. Maybe he decided the movie theater was his second choice.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. So
it's horrible, man. What a horrible way to go.
We'll hear more.
But nobody died?
I'm sure. The shooter, the killer, the bad dude is no longer with us.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to see if... it didn't do it. I opened my CNN app.
You wanted to say this is CNN?
Yeah, I don't know how many... I think there's a certain
this
number of times you open it.
CNN. I bet it's on YouTube, him saying that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is CNN. So there you go. That's the headline at the Drudge. They actually have a shooting headline. Man. I thought this was a couple hours ago, to be honest with you. I would think there'd be more information happening. So 1:36 Eastern, or our time, is when this came out.
No shit, man. It just happened.
That's an hour ago. But this is the story that came out. So this is... It actually happened at 1:15 Central Time. So 11:15 a.m. Pacific. So it happened like 3 or 4 hours ago.
Great. All the lunatics have guns and hatchets. That's wonderful. How do you think this guy had to pass a background check to... By his personal weapon of mass destruction?
And we don't know. The HuffPo, by the way, breaking news.
This just in.
Ladies and germs, the HuffPo headline. Of course, the sub-headline is something the Hollywood hick might be talking about on his next show on the Sevens.
Fuck y'all.
The sub-headline, the other headline is Lenny Kravitz seems unfazed by penis gate.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Wait, does this have something to do with some leather pants he wore or something?
Yeah,
dick showing?
Yeah.
What does he care?
It was all over Twitter last night. I was like, why is Lenny Kravitz trending?
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, and the first picture...
Twending on Twitter.
...was Lenny Kravitz's cock popping out of his pants in his leather pants. He did this, like, rock star squat and was going, wow! And bam and flop,
right?
And dude is bedazzled.
Oh wait,
he's got cock jewelry.
Oh my God. You know,
there's something going on there,
right?
There was a ring or something. Like,
it's
there's
true.
Something going on.
People say that he went nuts ever since Lil' Coy Moon left him.
Well, people, one of the things on Twitter was like, who's surprised?
Yeah.
Who's shocked
that
Lenny Kravitz has cock jewelry?
Right.
None of us.
Was anybody really shocked when Janet Jackson's titty fell out? She had like hardware on her nipple.
Sundial on
Jesus
her tit.
Christ.
Yeah. But the new headline at the HuffPo says, about time.
Oh, yes.
DEA gets real. And it's a photograph of a bunch of happy little baby marijuana plants.
Oh, sweet.
The new Drug Enforcement Administration chief.
Yes.
Has finally made it clear. Oh, well, this is good news.
You rolled your eyes.
Marijuana is safer than heroin. What a shock, Ryan.
Ah, thanks, guys.
Wow.
Who's what scientist figured that one out?
No.
Genius.
Right after the Earth is flat memo.
Oh, wait.
Or isn't flat memo.
Oh, no. The Earth isn't flat.
DEA head Chuck Rosenberg told reporters just this morning, not that long ago, that heroin, quote, is clearly more dangerous than marijuana.
Perfect.
Where he was clarifying something he said last week, which people were talking about when he said, well, you know, marijuana is probably not as dangerous as heroin. And the internet jumped all over him like, it's not.
Why don't we have heroin dispensaries, dickhead? Well, we do. They're called drugstores.
He said, cannabis is still harmful and dangerous.
Oh, okay.
But his original remarks should have been
clear.
He's the head of the DEA.
How is it dangerous, dickhead?
All right.
I mean, you know, you can't say, if you're the head of the DEA, then that's the very person who shouldn't be, you know, spouting out misinformation. I mean, that's the top. They should be saying it's not dangerous. Don't fucking throw people in jail for it.
Well, and they need to kick it off the Schedule A list, right? I mean, federally, isn't it officially still right there next to heroin?
I'm not sure. Kate, check.
And cocaine.
Check the schedule list of all the illegal drugs. I'm going to need a pie chart.
He said he still wants the DEA to enforce current marijuana laws, but that the agency should focus on, quote, the biggest and most important cases there are. So maybe they'll hop off the dicks of some of these states where they've legalized it.
Well, they tried to hop off Lenny Kravitz's dick, but their shoelaces got caught in his cock chain.
that gold or silver or whatever the hell, it's metal some sort. I didn't study it.
Are you worried about
length?
Like tetanus length. And shit?
You said length.
Stupid, though.
There's GIF files, too, if you want to watch it flop.
Oh, really? It makes a thud because it's got metal on it. Chink, chink. Does he have to take it off at the airport?
God,
I mean, he must. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you could say it's a zipper.
No, I mean, you gotta take somebody and say, listen, I got a gigantic chain on my dick.
I got a cock ring. Man.
Why? I think it's cool.
In case my pants pop open when I'm singing. You don't want to be unadorned.
Right. You don't want to look normal.
Right.
That's an attention. It's just because he wants attention. And nobody gets it.
No, they, I mean.
What do you get out of a dick ring?
Well,
pain.
I don't get it.
You're saying, does he have his tramp stamp on the.
He was rocking out during a show in Stockholm, Sweden when his leather pants ripped.
Yeah.
And apparently Lenny performs Commando.
Bang, bang.
In leather pants.
Of course. I mean, he's got, what are you going to, waste underwear with the fucking metal thing he's got going on? It'll slice your Calvin's.
The ridiculous. 51-year-old.
God.
Unfazed.
A 50-year-old with a fucking cock ring. Whatever. No judgment. Just, you know, it's strange.
He seems to be okay with it because he took a screen cap of a text message he received.
Yes.
From Steven Tyler. Verosmith.
Right.
That said, dude, no underwear and pierced. Fuck me. You never showed me that shit. To which Lenny Kravitz tweeted the screen cap of that and said, hashtag Penisgate.
Penisgate.
So that's.
No one cares.
That's why Penisgate was trending on the Twitter.
Good for Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham also has had his penis pop out, I understand, on the Senate floor.
Lindsey Graham says he doesn't have a problem with that either. He's happy.
Right.
He's got
I've watched the video 17,000 times, and I think that
I put the GIF on my Facebook wall. Right. Fuck you.
He's wearing gold summer tones. That's fine.
Right. Wait, what's going on with Lindsey Graham? Is he still sad because he's not in the debate and all that shit?
Oh, yeah. Santorum came out with a big yesterday.
Shit.
Saying, it's ridiculous that the runner-up of the last election and the four-time governor of Texas, and, you know, he listed some of the qualifications of the other dummies. The Fortune 500 CEO.
Yes.
Carly Fiorina, neglecting the fact that she ran HP into the ground asked to leave. And
HP.
Her crowning achievement was, oh, look, I put over 30,000 people out of work. Woo!
Hewlett Packard, right? Is that they make printers?
Yeah, I think.
Well, fuck her. I'll never vote for her. I hate. There's not, you know, I got to say, the personal printer industry should probably be fucking ashamed of themselves. All their products suck. I've never had a printer ever in my life that didn't make me want to beat the fucking wall in until my fists were bloody because of paper jams.
Well, I think moving parts is when you get into problems, right?
That's their job. That's not, I don't know about moving parts.
Right.
I don't know of moving parts.
Well, yeah.
I buy a printer that's supposed to fucking work.
I agree. And same with like copiers. Remember at the Evil Empire we used to work at?
Yes.
That shit would always get jammed and, you know, crap like that.
Right. So no one vote for her. It's just anybody from we don't want the country to be ran like the personal printer industry, do we?
No.
Nothing will work.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the belief that someone was really good at business that they're going to be good at running a country, because you kind of have to have, I don't know, a soul that you know I don't believe in, but I mean, you know what I mean.
You gotta have empathy. It's not like running. Right. It's not like running a business, right?
Correct.
As much as these fucking libertarians want to make it that way, it's not. Stop it with that.
So that's the new headline over at the HuffPo is that apparently, I don't know, the head of the DEA.
Fuck you.
Had a revelation that marijuana isn't as bad as heroin.
Burn in hell, pothead.
Thanks for that.
Fuck you.
Speaking of revelations with Lenny Kravitz.
Yes. I'm a big fan of all his music.
It's just the revelation. Speaking of revelations.
Yes.
This is big fucking news.
No way.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, here on the show, spoken at length, I think maybe on a couple of Faithless Fridays here.
Perfect.
Of the story of Mormonism.
Oh, it's crazy. Is this Human and Thuman, the two rocks that if you put them in their hat, they speak to you?
Did you see this story?
This
is today. Let's give a little backstory.
Okay.
Let's give a little history.
Is this the story our Alaskan correspondent might have sent us in an email?
Today?
I don't know. I got an email. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. My brother sent me an email with some, and I saw the word Mormon.
Oh, well, that's probably it then. Right? The correspondent in Talkeetna, Alaska.
This just in.
This just in, ladies and germs. To give a little backstory to this really important news today.
Yes.
In Revelation, or, you know, within the past couple of days. The Mormons believe.
Right.
That, let me get this straight here as I'm waiting for this bullshit to open. Here we go. In the early 1820s, Joseph Smith, from New York,
okay,
said that an angel had come to him named Moroni.
Oh, that's right.
And told him that there existed these golden plates.
Moroni here.
Upon which were engraved some story of ancient Jews who came to America on boats.
Okay. What's not believable about that?
Moroni.
Oh, wait, it's an angel. That's kind of bullshit.
The plates were conveniently near where Joseph was.
Weird.
He didn't have to seemingly go very far.
It's serendipity.
So he went, dug up these plates.
Serendipitous.
And set about to translate them.
Oh, sure.
Now, he said that the language on these plates, he called Reformed Egyptian.
Oh, yes. I heard it was actually Romulan.
Right. So he needed the Lord to step in and help.
Wait. This violates the prime directive.
What do you mean?
Well, the Lord can't intervene.
Well, the Lord didn't just turn it to English for him, which would have been much easier.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
How about letting Joseph Smith read fucking Reformed Egyptian?
Right.
But no, God, you know, likes to fuck with people. So he sent a couple of seer stones.
Oh, okay.
Which were called Urim and Thummim.
How did he send them?
That were buried along with the plates.
So how did he send them?
Those two rocks that are there with the plates.
Yeah.
That Joseph Smith found.
Right.
They were buried with the plate.
Okay. They were already there.
I guess anybody could have found that shit and read them, right?
God just didn't toss them down from the sky.
Yeah,
ow!
Yeah.
Thummim! Ah! Oh, look, Thummim!
And so then didn't the story, didn't he have a friend that he read it to? Like, didn't he put the stones in a hat, put the hat up to his face?
Right.
And then dictated what allegedly was before him.
And this
and
is
some friend wrote it down anyway.
Do you remember what he said? He said this.
You're right. Got a hair in his throat. So now
reading into a hat.
The Mormon Church
stupid
has published pictures.
come the fuck on.
Of
fuck you.
One of the seer stones.
Fuck everyone. This is such shit.
It is. The pictures are of a brown egg-sized rock.
Perfect.
According to the Huffington Post here.
The HuffPo.
And they're part of a new book that also contains photos of the first printer's manuscript of the Book of Mormon.
Okay. Who cares? Jeez. Wait. Is this this is bullshit?
They unveiled them at a news conference yesterday. These photos. They didn't. That's Uman or Thurman.
These rocks.
They didn't say which one it is.
How many rocks do you think are on this planet?
Well, it's just one rock that they have that's the magic rock.
That rock. Out of all the other rocks, that's the magic one?
Well, yeah, look at it.
Okay, I was about to ask you how they know, but it just is.
Right.
The religion can suck my dick because that's, well, how do you know? Well, because faith. Because I said so. Because it's in this book.
The pictures in the new book show different angles of the stone. It's dark brown with lighter brown kind of swirls on it.
Did Uman take a selfie?
It looks like a really poorly designed Easter egg.
Right.
Like, you know, who wants... You're not going to generally do shades of brown on Easter eggs.
It's a rock, though.
Earth tones.
But exactly, it's earth tones. It's from the earth. What color do you want it to be? Plaid?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to dye it a festive color, oh, yeah, like an Easter egg.
And it's magic. Why don't the rocks look magical?
Well,
those rocks suck.
Maybe if you touch it.
Do you remember the rocks they used to have in...
shove it up your ass or something.
Oh, yeah. You remember the rocks they had in Land of the Lost? In the little time portal cave.
And they used to... It was like a chessboard, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Some of them lit up and shit. It was all very strange. Yeah.
Yeah. And slee stacks.
And you know it was the same guy. There was only... You never saw more than one slee stack at a time, right?
Yeah. No,
they're coming, and they would always have a scout. It would be one. They only had one suit, I think.
Those big eyes, too.
The church has allegedly always possessed the stone, which was transported across the country when the Mormon pioneers left from Illinois to populate Utah.
God, we're going to leave one shitty place. We're going to travel to another shitty place.
Just, the stone will remain in the vault, however. You can't go look at it.
What is the... Maybe you could help me with this.
Yes.
If you live in Illinois back then, and you're like, we're going to Utah. Why? Why wouldn't you just stay?
Didn't they want to form Mormon land?
Yeah, but
and
why
have nine wives all under 16 years old?
That's why they went to such a
And found Subway.
What does Jared say about this? Is he a Mormon? I'm just trying to figure out.
He's like, wait, there's a religion where they encourage you to go after young girls.
Cool.
Another one?
It's all
what
of
religion
them.
Doesn't?
It's
basically.
All of them.
Yeah. Apologies to the Buddhists. Maybe you guys don't. I don't know.
Oh, please. Tremendous pervs.
So, there you go. The
there you go.
Photos of either Uman or Thurman or Duman.
So stupid.
Or whatever are now available. We'll put those up on our Facebook.
And
we'll put those up.
And you're telling me every Mormon just buys this bullshit. They're like, oh, look, now we have pictures of these fucking rocks that...
It's, I mean...
It's such shit.
It's difficult to wrap your brain around, but...
I mean, did you see that they found Harry Potter's original magic wand?
Did they?
Oh, yes.
The... Joseph Smith would put the seer stones into the hat, put his face in the hat, drawing it closely around his face to exclude the light.
Oh my God, this is so fucking dumb.
And in the darkness, the spiritual light would shine. A piece of something resembling parchment would appear, and on that would appear writing. One character at a time would appear.
Come the fuck
and
on.
Under it was the interpretation in English.
Fuck this.
Brother Joseph would read off the English to Oliver Cowdery.
Oh, Oliver! Oliver, come here! I'm gonna read it in my head again. Take notes. Fuck this. This is the biggest load of shit ever.
Oh,
this
well,
is dumber than ours. Okay, the Christianity.
What about the guy what about the god that sacrificed himself to himself?
Nah. Hey, read the story of the Aquaman origin story again.
Right.
What is that, by the way? I don't even know what that is. What is the origin story of Aquaman?
Wasn't he part of that? Wasn't there a...
is he a god?
Isn't there an underwater civilization that he was part of?
Oh, he's...
Wasn't he from Atlantis or some shit like that?
Son of Neptune! Duke of Atlantis!
Or
Aquaman!
Or did he, did he strike lightning while he was fucking a dolphin or something?
Yes.
Get struck by lightning.
Now I can hear what you're thinking. No. Can everybody from the land of Atlantis, can they all hear the fish? What the fish say?
I don't...
Wait, he can't... Know. Can he read the mind of fish, or can he just control them?
Aquaman's first origin story.
Yes.
Apparently there's different versions.
Now, by the way, before you read this, let's keep in mind that this is similar to what the Mormons want us to believe about their bullshit religion, okay?
Aquaman's first origin story was presented in flashback from his debut in More Fun Comics number 73.
Bullshit Ticket 69.
November 1941.
Okay.
And was narrated by the character himself.
That is not more crazy than referencing a Bible verse before embarking on this stupid
This is better literature. The story must start with my father, a famous undersea explorer. If I spoke his name, you would recognize it.
What is it?
My mother died when I was a baby, and he turned to his work of solving the ocean's secrets.
The only underwater explorer I can think of is Jacques fucking Cousteau.
These days it'd be like this. His greatest discovery was an ancient city.
Oh, yeah. In a world.
In the depths where no other diver had ever penetrated. Oh, that's interesting.
Shit.
Given the news today, did you hear about the...
What?
The world, one of the world record holders for free diving.
Yeah.
You know, where you just hold your breath and go.
Great sport.
Didn't make it back up.
Why? Shark?
Nobody knows. They have not found her yet.
The expert swimmer probably didn't drown.
And she was doing it for fun. They said it was a recreational free
what?
Dive.
Where was she?
I don't know. Somewhere in the water.
I understand that. But it makes a fucking difference. I mean, was she in India? There's shitloads of sharks there. Anywhere where you can free dive, there's a possibility. Tell me you're not closing.
I don't know.
We're about to learn the origin story for Aquaman.
I'm not closing Aquaman. I'm just also having a...
I want to stay on task.
A
today.
Side moment for the free dive.
For the news story?
For the real news story. The free diver, Natalia Molchanova.
I heard her cock ring got caught on a starfish.
And... let's see... No, this is still the heroin story. Oh, there we go. She's widely regarded as the greatest freediver in history.
Not anymore.
Let's see. Balearic Sea off the eastern coast of Spain.
Okay. Seems like there'd be shitloads of sharks there.
She attached a neck weight of a couple of pounds that would help her descend, dipped into the water to breathe up. And then relaxing deeply, she would inhale for a few seconds, then exhale twice as long.
She probably died. She
and
drowned.
That's possibly...
I mean, after something made
They're
her.
Not expecting to find her alive.
Yeah.
She holds dozens of world records. So they don't know. She failed to surface after the dive. Fellow divers tried to search briefly. They called for help. A bunch of boats showed up, and everybody was looking, but nobody found anything. So she remains missing.
Oh, God. What a horrible fucking sport.
And now they've got some underwater robot that's searching now for her.
Who gives a shit? She's dead. It's sad. It's horrible. What's a robot going to fucking find? I'll tell you what, man. Any sport where they're like, hey, let me attach my neck weight. No. You know what I play? Softball. We don't have any fucking neck weights.
There's three different types of... Free diving.
The kind where you sink in the water.
Static apnea, in which a diver goes face down in a pool and floats, holding his or her breath as long as they can. Her record for that was, come on.
In a pool?
Just floating in a pool. I'll face do
that
down.
One. That's mine. I claim
for
that.
9 minutes and 2 seconds?
Sure.
That's her record.
Who got attacked by a shark the last time they did that in a fucking pool?
Dynamic diving,
my
where
favorite.
The diver swims as many pool lengths as possible underwater on one breath.
I've done that before. I used to do that.
With a monofin.
Yes. I used
to. So you look like,
I didn't
like,
use a monofin. What's a monofin?
That's where you... It's
like you're a mermaid?
It's like your flippers are tied together. Yeah, yeah. Like
oh, shit. So do you put like on a mermaid outfit?
Well, I don't think you need the green girdle.
How do you... Like, what if you have to get out of the pool to answer your phone? I mean, you could
that's probably
really hurt yourself walking around in a monofin.
Tough to piss in.
No, it's just pee. Collects at the bottom.
You blow up like a balloon. Like a water balloon with a fin on it.
Hey, check out monofin.
And then there are... dynamic no fin dives in which a diver does the same thing using the breaststroke. So these are all different kind of free diving in pools.
Yes, I would do that. I've used to do that in pools, man. We'd have when I was a kid, we go to my aunt. She had a pool. We'd see who could swim the length of the pool without taking a breath.
God, this is so complicated now.
I'm static. What is it? Static.
There's three types of depths. Depth type of competition.
Okay.
Constant weight. A diver swims as deeply as possible on one breath with a monofin. Any weight they choose to wear on the way down, you must carry back up to the surface.
Ugh.
She became the only woman in the sport's history to break the 100-meter barrier.
Holy fucking
300
shit.
Plus feet.
Dude, you could any. I mean, she could have had an aneurysm. She
at
could
the
have,
World Championships, you know what I mean? In Greece.
Ugh.
That same year, her son set the men's record.
Oh, okay. So she got her kid into this fucking
with a
sport?
Dive of 128 meters or almost 420 feet.
Wouldn't you feel strange getting your kid into this sport? It'd be like, the sport is basically you lash a weight around your neck. You get sucked down to the bottom of the ocean and you swim back. Fuck that. That's crazy.
She also holds the no fins record. And the record for free immersion, in which a diver pulls along a line to depth and then back along to the surface.
No fins, bitches.
These are all of her records are like
nuts.
Almost 100 yards.
She's a fish. Does she have gills like Kevin Costner did in Waterworld?
There you go. I don't know. I don't. Not a sport I would probably want to partake in.
Do you think
big?
You think in Waterworld, nobody ever said, hey, makeup designer, that thing on the side of Kevin Costner's neck, we know it's supposed to be a fin, but it kind of looks vaginal. And people are going to say that.
Gill.
Yeah, a fin. A fucking fin.
The gills?
A gill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gills that appeared on Kevin Costner's neck in Waterworld because he had evolved into a fish.
Right.
He was turning into a manfish.
Right.
Manfish.
It's a great
they
movie.
Look vaginal. I mean, the gills really did. The way they put it looked like he had a tiny little, you know, vagina on the side of his fucking neck. Strange.
Aquaman's father.
Right. Mr. Aquaman.
His greatest discovery was an ancient city in the depths where no other diver had ever penetrated.
Oh, shit.
My father believed it was the lost kingdom of Atlantis. He made himself a watertight home in one of the palaces and lived there. Studying cool. The records and devices of the race's marvelous wisdom. From the books and records, he learned ways of teaching me to live under the ocean.
And
drawing...
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Drawing oxygen from the water and using all the power of the sea to make me wonderfully strong and swift.
I am wonderfully strong and swift. How did he talk to the fucking fish?
By training... and 100 scientific secrets, I became what you see, a human being who lives and thrives under the water. There you go.
He's like Madison.
That's his original origin story, I'm sure there's...
Right. But it doesn't say how he got the telepathic power, where he could control
fish. He said it's through all kinds of different scientific discoveries that they had down in Atlantis. His father was studying it there.
Do you think when there's a... Do you think at any point if you're in the water and all of a sudden like, oh shit, a great white's bearing down on me, do you ever think maybe I'll try this thing Aquaman did? Maybe I'll try to just to think it away.
Now, the new Aquaman.
Oh, there's Aquaman 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Was born named Orin.
This guy's a fucking
to
poser.
To Queen Atlanta.
Fuck him.
In Atlanta, in the Atlantean city of Poseidonis.
Poseidonis.
Poseidonis. Poseidonis. It's Poseidon with an IS.
Poseidus.
As a baby, he was abandoned on Mercy Reef. Oh, God, it's like
good
Moses,
God.
Right?
This sounds, again.
Because of his blonde hair. Oh
shit.
Racist assholes.
Anti-white.
Right.
Yeah.
They saw the superstitious Atlanteans.
Super.
Saw it as a curse.
Oh, yes. To have the blonde hair.
The mark of Kordax. How different is this?
The mark of Kordax.
From Xenu.
Right.
How different is this from a guy dropping a couple of rocks in a hat and stuffing his face in?
Oh, sure. In the Bible, that same story would, oh, he's got the mark of Kordax. Cut him in half.
Right.
Or stone him to death, dude.
The mark of Kordax.
The only thing is, like, underwater, I think it would be hard to stone someone to death underwater. It's hard to throw
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be difficult.
Unless you tie it around their neck or something. Send them on a free dive.
God damn, can you imagine doing that? And like, oh, and you try. It must be terrifying that you're going face down into the water, just straight fucking down, yeah, head first, with weights tied around your body.
Right?
Ugh.
And dark.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Do they use lights?
Oh, by the way, that story was
from The
same
Onion?
Story that Jeffrey sent.
Oh, okay.
The seer stones.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Great minds think alike. I haven't seen it yet.
Correspondent in Talkeetna, Alaska. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. What else is going on out there in the world? I've got, it seems like a billion stories. Do you want God, guns, or gays?
Bang, bang. I want guns.
You want guns?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Those are all guns. Give me guns.
Okay.
Right.
Guns. Florida. The sovereign state of Florida.
Fuck you.
Investigators.
What?
In Lake County, Florida.
Ate a dick. Oh, Lake County.
Say, are in investigating.
Right.
A neighborhood watch volunteer.
Fuck you.
Actually, they're done investigating, and they've said.
Oh, this neighborhood watch guy, armed to the teeth.
Everything's good. They're saying he had a right to use deadly force.
Oh, great.
After he shot a 16-year-old.
Oh, God damn it, a kid.
Who was robbing a neighbor's home. Burglary.
Burglary.
Now, here's where the story gets a little fuzzy.
Right.
There's a couple of holes in the story. His story is that he was out walking the dog with his wife and saw somebody, quote, who appeared to be casing the neighborhood. They say that he later, he says he saw the teen burglarizing a home in the neighborhood. So he went back to his house and got his gun. Now,
why didn't he call the fucking police?
That's the question. It doesn't say here if he had called the police in that interim. That's what he should have done.
We should always call.
And he should not have gone there. He should not have armed himself and gone there to become the police.
Especially if he really wants that guy shot, call the police. They'll shoot him.
Right.
I'd shoot him to death. They don't give a shit.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office spokesperson, Lieutenant John Harrell,
fuck you,
said he went to the back of the home, noticed a broken window in the back.
Right.
And at that point, a television came flying out the window.
Wait, the guy threw a TV.
According to investigators, the suspect then tried to flee, ran through the front of the house. The neighborhood watch person ran around the front of the house, confronted him, ordered him to stop. Now, here's where it gets a little wonky.
Right.
According to the brave neighborhood watchman, the suspect stopped.
Okay.
Or refused to stop and instead charged at the man with the gun.
No. Oh, now I've heard a similar story in other news, you know.
He shot once.
Okay.
Struck the 16-year-old in the shoulder. He's not dead. He's still with us. But now, because the man said that this kid charged him.
Oh, okay.
They're saying it's a legal shooting under Florida law. He was standing his ground.
Oh, my God. Isn't that what Michael Brown did? Didn't he charge the cop? He claimed.
He was a demon. Demon, right? Demon faced. The one legal analyst said the biggest factor in the case is the allegation that the teenager charged the shooter. If the teenager hadn't charged the shooter,
right,
it's a completely different scenario. Because if the kid or person, I mean, you know, maybe it's a big 16-year-old. Who the hell knows? Doesn't matter if it's a kid or an adult. If they were running away from you, even if they had committed a burglary, that doesn't give you the right to shoot them if they're trying to get away. They're not trying to hurt you. They're trying to get away.
In that moment, you shouldn't be in charge of whether somebody lives or dies.
Correct.
That's not... We don't want to have a world like that, man.
But of course, I mean, I went over to the WFTV Florida station that initially reported it to their Channel 9.
Fuck you.
Oops. And the comments are overwhelmingly, oh, well, good. That's good. They got one off the street, one more off the street. I mean, he's not dead or anything, but they interviewed one of his neighbors, and he's like, I think it's awesome.
It's not awesome.
Wait,
so the kid's not dead?
No. Just took one in the shoulder. He goes, I know that this guy's part of the neighborhood watch. We've lived here for 3 years. We never had anything like this. He did what he thought was right, and I believe it too. One of the other residents said he was trying to help out his fellow neighbor. That's what he was doing. It wasn't even his house. It was somebody else's house.
Well, he's a neighborhood watch. Apparently they need it. I mean, listen, you can't break into people's houses. It's fucking horrible, but we don't need to be shooting at people.
That's not, that doesn't mean you get to kill somebody because they broke into yours or somebody else's house.
And the kid was supposedly running away.
And inexplicably charged at the man screaming, stop.
Yeah. Well, that sort of falls in with the narrative, right? Of white America. Black people are crazy.
Right.
Criminals.
Right. And I really don't understand like you said, the logic. Why, if you're trying to get away, why are you going to turn around and charge at the guy who has a gun aimed at you?
Yeah. Not that it's relevant. Right? I don't mean to ask, but just, I mean, I am curious. Is the shooter, was this a white dude?
Don't know.
And was the kid black?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't have
the only reason it's relevant is because a lot, now I'm not saying all, but a lot of white people don't necessarily see people that aren't white as human sometimes.
Correct.
You know, that's what we've learned.
So that investigation is continuing.
How fucking unevolved are we? We get the neighborhood watch running around shooting people. Do you really deserve to get shot because you broke into somebody's house and broke a window in their TV? Yes, horrible, I guess. Against the law. I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but you want the person dead, possibly? Fuck no.
A former police officer shot a 16-year-old suspected burglar after he said he caught him breaking into a home in broad daylight.
He was trying to help out his fellow neighbor. That's what he was doing.
New tonight, one of the shooter's close friends is defending his actions.
Well, the close friend defending the action is pretty white. Not that that means he's not friends with somebody of color, but... Dude, you know, do the math.
Right. I mean,
yourself, if you like.
We got so many guns, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So many fucking guns.
Do you want to hear a little good news, though?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sort of. In the gun category.
Are all handguns illegal now? That'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although we do have they were talking about passing here in Los Angeles a ban on high-capacity magazines. And on one of the, on the Fox News Los Angeles website, some of the comments, we love to see some of the comments that pop up to stories like this.
Yeah.
And this one is, yeah, is kind of no different.
Shoot him!
The one guy says, instead of banning high-capacity magazines, just ban minorities.
Great.
Another one says, so hilarious. You're, Y-O-U-R,
okay,
going to get all the black and Mexican bangers to turn their illegal magazines over. Good luck with that.
What's the point? What
their point
that
is
mean?
That all the bad guys are going to get everything anyway, so why make us have to suffer by not having high-capacity magazines? And what about when all the blacks and Mexicans come to get my white daughter?
You know, this whole gun thing, maybe it is rooted in racism, this gun thing. I mean, maybe people, you know, the way the media, the way, I don't know.
The NRA, the way the NRA portrays it. Look at Wayne fucking LaPierre.
Evil.
That asshole.
Gross.
He's like
Voldemort.
Well, right. That whole...
that screen he says that we've played so many times.
Right.
Fucking, I mean, it is right. They're sitting there telling all these old white people, hey guys, you know what's from the city? They're like walkers. They're like zombies streaming out from the metropolis. It's the black people. They're coming for your daughters and all the bullshit you buy at Best Buy.
Corruption everywhere you look.
Fuck you.
There is no greater freedom than the right to survive and protect our families with all the rifles, shotguns, and handguns we want.
Good God.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers and haters and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids, or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
And all those threats that are coming at us,
yeah,
are brown, 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 brown.
He makes it sound like, are there brown people coming from the inner cities to chew through our power grid or something?
Well, they are. It's Al-Qaeda. And at the time that he said that,
right,
do you remember the big right-wing, oh my God, look what the black people are doing now conspiracy was the knockout gamers. Remember he said that? Which what had happened was, like, I think there was one or two instances where some asshole.
Yeah.
You
just run up to random people and hit them as hard as you can in the face.
Knock them out. Right.
It happened to two people.
One or two.
And now all of a sudden.
Of course, it was every black person was gunning for every white person on the street. No pun intended.
The evening of knockout gaming. Is that what it was called? Knockout gamers?
Knockout gamers.
They're knockout gamers. Fuck off.
So
just spewing fucking paranoia and stuff.
Right.
Quit scaring the old white people.
And saying they're coming for you, Jesus. God. And it's the brown ones that are coming for you.
Thank you,
Jesus,
Fox
to
News.
To make it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get the stone. Put it in.
They're going to get human and human. No, we can't let them.
Apparently, they're separated. They only showed one. Oh, do they have both stones?
Well,
I don't know.
What are you crazy? You can't keep them both at the same place. They're too valuable.
You know what? You're right.
The stones must. What happens when they touch? Is it like when two guys are in one of those like nuclear missile
or like the
facilities?
Wonder Twins? It's when they activate.
Turn your key. Activate human at the same time as human.
So that was guns.
Yay.
I've got. Oh, we've got a little bit of a. This is from our old. Do you remember what our highest rated show on our wrestling network?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Involved a gentleman by the name of Roger Stone.
Yes, fashionista,
who, among other things, was the one of the top aides to Richard Nixon.
He was Richard Nixon's
following
chief of staff.
Following Watergate.
Right.
Like, he didn't work for him when he was in the White House, but afterwards he was Nixon's toady.
Sounds like a great job, though. Like, after you're the chief of staff of the president after he's the fucking president?
Oh, I'm sure Nixon was in a great mood.
Yeah.
And fun to work for.
But what work?
What did he had do? To quit the presidency. He was a nut job who talked to paintings and was a megalomaniac.
I know.
Who caused 10,000 more lives to be lost in Vietnam.
But what did he do, like, after he worked? I mean, what do you do after you're president if you're a lunatic?
He did a lot of crocheting.
Did he really?
No, I don't know what he did.
Roger Stone had to make sure there are yarns of different varieties available to Lunatic McGee over there.
So
talking to paintings.
We got an email from the owner of the network that we were on that he's like, I don't know, maybe this guy, you should interview him. And he had gotten an email from a publicist who was trying to get this guy interviews.
And they didn't interview him on the wrestling show?
And it was, it was Roger Stone who had put out a book at the time. It was the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. So that's almost 3 years now.
Okay.
And the his basic, I mean, spoiler alert, everybody, but his he lays it on Jumbo's lap.
Right.
Or next to Jumbo lap of LBJ.
Right.
But we had Mr. Stone on. He was cool.
He was a nice guy. He
wasn't a dick. Pissed at the mainstream media, remember? Because they wouldn't interview him, and he's stuck with our lame asses on a wrestling network.
He's a conservative that's not a crazy tea loony. Oh, wait. I'm not up on this. Maybe he is.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, you'll be able to find the story.
Share it. Like it. Thumbs it up.
That let me back up here because somebody has commented on the whole Roger Stone dealio, but I want to back up a little bit and get to what he said initially.
Roger Stone's original comment.
Now he is, get this, he's an advisor.
Okay.
Roger Stone is. Now, Roger Stone also left the GOP and went libertarian. He's now allegedly a big, giant libertarian dude.
He's fighting against chemtrails,
and
right?
And quite a dandy.
Oh, okay. Yes,
he's really big on fashion and shit.
The guy's
like
well-dressed.
He now works for Donald Trump.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
Shit thy not.
I
not.
Shit thy not.
Paid Donald Trump advisor Roger Stone.
He's a hua.
It said that he called this one Hispanic and this one black commentator, quote, quota hires.
Oh, shit. What does that mean?
Meaning the only reason they got hired,
right,
is because they're black and or Hispanic.
Oh, man. Him and Kelly Osborne, right?
Now, this guy apparently is not holding any anything back. Recently, he tweeted harsh attacks against the Bushes, even. Quote, this is a tweet. I'd rather drink my own piss than see spoiled elitist crook Jeb Bush in the White House. We got to get Roger back on.
Right. Now I want Jeb to win. I want to see him drink a big glass of that pee.
In a tweet, he claimed, I guess follow the guy on the Twitter, at Roger J. Stone Jr., J.R.
You'll follow that crazy racist on Twitter.
He said, Barbara Bush was stinking drunk at Jeb's announcement. Hashtag blotto, hashtag bombed, hashtag shit-faced.
Is that true?
I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think anybody had her blowing anything.
Damn. It's the inauguration. It's a big party. They got booze everywhere. Barbara had a few too many Mai Tais.
He also tweeted a picture of the Bush family. It says the Bush crime family, a history of privilege, money, fraud, drugs, murder, and ambition.
Yeah. Barbara's like, give me a kamikaze, you know? It's not every day your son gets, inaugurated. or husband. Which one was she drunk at?
Who?
George Sr. or George Jr.?
When Jeb announced. Jebediah James Earl Jones.
Oh, she was drunk.
She was allegedly... Roger Stone tweeted that when Jeb announced that Barbara Bush was stinking drunk.
Ah, whatever.
He also once formed an anti-Hillary Clinton group where the acronym was C-U-N-T. And he said, I tried to come up with the words for B-I-T-C-H, but just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I get it.
So this guy's, pretty funny, pretty witty.
Yeah.
Nuts, former Nixon aide Roger Stone.
This Roger Stone's not a fringe character. I mean, he's forming organizations, though, that spell out cunt. I mean, that's kind of crazy,
The two...
I mean, where are you going to go with that organization? How are you going to... Anything. It's called cunt.
The two commentators that he insulted, one's an African-American commentator who works as a syndicated columnist, a former CNN contributor, and Navarro is a Hispanic CNN political commentator and strategist. Well, she's actually a Republican.
Well, I mean, I'm all for making fun of those CNN fuckers. I mean, they're all nuts. Wolf Blitzer, Don Lemon. Right. Fuck them. They're idiots. Well, they're not idiots. I take that. They're not fucking idiots. They're making a lot of money.
Stone is defending his attacks.
Right.
As quota hires. Saying, firing off a bunch of tweets, claiming, among other things, that, quote, if you have heard Anna Navarro and Roland Martin, they are so dumb and unqualified that one can reach no other conclusion. Not that funny, but he's just saying that they're not too smart. And then jumping in is Fox News personality Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, man.
Who has called on Donald Trump. A lot of the media is calling on Trump to dump Roger Stone now after these things. But
why?
Well, right.
I mean, he went down
Trump
to
said they're rapists.
To the border like Yosemite Sam. It's like, you're a rapist.
Right. Why would he get rid of Roger? Roger's probably writing shit for him.
It sounds like Roger's telling the company line. You think that's how Trump tells all his people? This is how you deal with this kind of shit. You don't apologize. You dig in.
Geraldo tweeted, Martin and Navarro have twice the intellect and integrity of Roger Stone. Donald Trump doesn't need thugs like him, which led to the following exchange on Twitter between Stone and Rivera. Okay. Roger Stone tweeted, Geraldo Rivera is an embarrassing hack fired by Fox for his lack of ratings. Ailes kept him around long past any value. Hashtag pathetic. Geraldo tweeted back.
Yes.
Roger Stone Jr., when I see you around Fox News, I'm going to kick your racist ass, punk.
Don't piss him off. Although, Stone looks like he's in good shape, doesn't he?
He looks like he might hit the gym. Geraldo's like 70, right? I was going to say this guy's
Geraldo's
a lot older.
Geraldo's
going to
beat
shit.
The shit out of him. I think Geraldo might beat the shit out of him. He's a boxer, Geraldo, right? Those people know how to hit.
The original tweet was, Ana Navarro, the dumbest person on TV since CNN fired moron Roland Martin, both quota hires.
Oh, come on.
CNN.
Jeez. Quota hires. He's an asshole. Fuck him in his outfit. Right. I mean, really, what a shithead.
Not very classy. Yeah.
Racist. How does that help?
We didn't get, when we talked to him, we didn't get into politics, really. We were more into the history.
He called me a fucking honky.
You're right. Mincing fairies.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You two liberal pussies.
Right.
I'll talk about my book on, it was really.
I did cry.
One of
I
our
did
better
toss
rated
you,
shows.
I did toss you that hardball question at the end of the interview.
Which one was that?
Who's going to be the best dressed of the Oh, and what did he say? He said Miley Cyrus.
He made a comment about Miley Cyrus. Yeah. After he puts out a... Doesn't he put out like a best dress list or something dress, every year or some ridiculous
thing? Best dress per the per a racist.
So he's a man of many different talents. So there you go. That's what's going on over Geraldo attacking former crab diving guest. Roger Stone.
That's right. Things are going well for him. He's working for Trump.
Apparently he's picking up some cash working for Trump, right?
Maybe Trump just paid him a shitload. He's like, listen, Roger. If you're done working for me, you're not going to have to work for anybody else. I'm going to pay you so fucking much.
Right. I'm the best one to work for.
Just be really racist and don't apologize for shit. Be an asshole.
Yeah, give me some horrible things to say. Today, or yesterday, I should say.
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles, good gun news.
Oh, man.
The city of Los Angeles voted yesterday on a bill setting out rules for weapons owners on how to store guns.
Okay. We're under between the box spring and the mattress.
The draft legislation, which still has to be voted on by the complete city council.
Right.
Would require that guns kept in a home be either locked up or disabled with a trigger lock.
Or slipped inside a vagina.
The exception would be if you're carrying or using. Well, of course.
God.
It says long arms such as rifles would not be included. So you could lay your rifle up against the wall the middle of the living room, and that's fucking okay.
But people have these fancy wall mounts for their guns. They have such boners for them, you know?
But handguns, they are trying to curb.
You got to either have to keep them locked up in a safe or in one of those reusable grocery bags.
President Barack Hussein Obama has said he would like to do more on a federal level, but the powerful U.S. gun lobby led by the National Rifle Association tends to keep gun control legislation from moving anywhere in Congress.
I don't like him using that as an excuse. Fuck that. You're the president.
Well, he's not king, despite what they think. On the other side, he's not a tyrant. He's done what he can.
Right, but that's not what, that's not
and at some point you
got to
get
from him.
You got to get the tower of twatitude at Congress to do something.
Twatitude, I guess. But man, he should be like, listen, these assholes at the NRA, fuck them. That's why we can't get more meaningful legislation, more gun control.
In that
these
aspect,
fucking
absolutely.
Assholes.
Right.
He's being too nice to them. He's showing them deference. And what they really are is a bunch of fucking dickheads that are scaring all the old people. Stand your ground. Bullshit like that.
On behalf of the gun manufacturers.
Yes.
Who want us to just sell more guns and more ammo.
Old white people, you are a shill to the NRA. They're making money off you.
Exactly. Right?
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Let's see. What else have I got here? What did I say? Gays, gods, and God and guns.
Gods, and guns.
This one... I couldn't resist. This is
my favorite.
Over at the bastion of journalism standards.
Right.
WorldNet Daily.
Is this chemtrails? I keep forgetting. Alex Jones?
One of the headlines over at the WND, WorldNet Daily.
Okay.
Is WND exclusive...
Dun, 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 dun.
Video.
Oh, shit.
: Is this a demon racing in front of Obama? ?
Yes, it is. Come. Okay.
They say they found new evidence of when Obama landed in Kenya, walked down the stairs, was greeted by the Kenyan officials that in one of the live news feeds, to what normal human beings would say, oh, it looks like a fly flew by the lens or a bird took a shit and it blew by the lens or something.
It's the sign of the beast. It's a blue demon, though, seriously?
They say that it's that it might be a demon.
What about the blue guy Kelsey Grammer played at X-Men, the big blue fucker?
They interviewed, quote, a concerned woman.
Oh, yes.
Who saw a demon run by Obama.
This isn't a real story. This is fake. This is The Onion.
This is WND. This is not fake. I mean, it is fake and ridiculous and dumb, yes. But it's on WND, so they believe it. But the guy who wrote it, the executive news director, says he's just asking the question.
No, I wasn't there.
Is this a demon?
Yeah, this can lead to...
Running in front of Obama?
Valuable discourse and dialogue. Useful. Who did the guy Kelsey Grammer play, though? Professor something. He was...
He was like the blue lion-y kind of guy.
He was like a larger Wolverine. But he didn't have swords that came out of his fucking fist.
Right.
If you could be any X-Men, would you be? Well, I'd be Wolverine. Healing.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
You don't need sunblock.
Right. I guess if you're... But I don't think... The Kelsey Grammer character didn't change color. Like, he didn't look normal.
No.
He couldn't go, you know, to Chipotle and
no.
Go undercover.
But he could sure beat the shit out
he
of
could
somebody.
Beat the fuck out of everybody. He was Beast.
The Beast. Oh yeah, that's his name. Beast.
Beast.
Was it Beast? That there's
Beast.
The blue demon though that they saw?
Hank McCoy.
Oh yeah.
Or Beast.
Maybe it was. I'm just going through all the possible superheroes this demon following Obama around could be. What about the guy?
Demon from the spawn of Satan.
The Avengers or the What's the guy that the big giant person that walked around in that one movie with his blue dick out the whole time? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What's the name of that goddamn big blue dick demon guy?
Big blue dick demon guy.
The Watchman. I think that was the Watchman.
Here's reading from WND.
Perfecto.
He's the U.S. president who has had flies land on his face numerous times.
What in the fuck?
Prompting some to call him Lord of the Flies. Remember, occasionally, you know, he's speaking all over the world. Occasionally, there's been footage of him swatting a fly away.
Oh, my God.
The nuts on that website, we might have talked about it before, have said, well, you know, one of the signs of demons.
He is Nosferatu.
Is that you attract flies.
True.
Like a pile of dog diarrhea.
You didn't know that?
I know it now.
Nosferatu is always superseded by flies.
And he has been buzzed by bees. He has had rodents running across his presidential podium addressing reporters.
He was mounted by a honey badger in the Rose Garden.
This is funny. He goes, his face has even been compared to the character of Satan the Devil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the Bible TV miniseries. They're saying that... that Obama's face was compared to that, which came afterwards.
Wait.
They said, what a bunch of assholes that the Bible miniseries, the devil looks like Barack Obama. And now,
yes,
a mysterious flash during Barack Obama's visit to his ancestral homeland of Kenya.
Oh, God.
Has some people wondering once again
Ooh.
About the president's ties to strange phenomena.
Is he the Human Torch? Maybe he's Mr. Fantastic and got stretchy arms.
As the president smiles and shakes hands with those greeting him at the airport after he descends from Air Force One,
descends. He gets off the fucking plane. He's not Batman.
After he slithers off of Air Force One,
yeah,
and bows to Mecca,
President Hobgoblin.
A strange image races across the screen from left to right, seemingly directly in front of Obama.
Oh, you know who else was blue? He was that guy. He had that cool superpower. He was in X-Men as well. He had a scene where he was in the White House attacking the president or something. He can run really fast, but like disappear through walls.
Wasn't
like he like with a puff of smoke or some shit.
Wasn't
like that.
Rebecca Romijn's character blue also?
Oh, yes, that's true. She was, but I am speaking of a different character. But she was. That's Mystique. Is it Mystique? It's probably Mystique.
A concerned woman. Told WND, my husband and I were watching this.
Oh, fuck you.
And I told him I saw a demon run by. He didn't believe me until I rewound the video. Please take a look.
Rewound the fucking video until I popped it out of the Betamax player.
The translucent gray figure rushes by in the blink of an eye, and it's difficult to discern at regular speed.
Oh, shit.
A freeze frame analysis
right.
indicates the flash may appear to have a head and shoulders as it scurries along.
It has a scurries, scurries.
Well, right. It's a bug flying by the goddamn lens.
I know. It
and
is,
they're like, honestly, oh, look, it's a demon. You can see its dick swinging as it runs by.
No. It's the blue guy. It's one of these blue guys from X-Men, but he has a tail. And he can disappear and then reappear.
Oh, that was
Mr. McSixaplex. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
He's a bad guy.
Well, no, he was.
And he was played.
He's a good guy.
I can see the actor.
Under the control of a bad person at the beginning of the film.
I see. The WND says, now, of course,
right,
there's a variety of possible explanations for the mystery, including a camera flash, a reflection, an out-of-focus person,
bullshit,
a boom microphone, a bird, an insect, a glitch in the video, or the always popular optical illusion.
But it's Hawkman. Hawkman. Could it be Hawkman?
According that says a video editor who examined the footage told WND.
Oh, shit.
No, this is a big expert.
Okay.
That they hauled in.
Sure.
From a video editor's standpoint, it could just be some sort of glitch. However,
oh, God,
there doesn't seem to be any logical reason as to why this glitch would appear, as the rest of the video seems to be functioning fine.
This nerd just wants to believe like the superheroes are on the planet.
They're image does look like some type of otherworldly being, but I'm sure everyone's own imagination will conjure up what they would like it to be.
I think it's Mantis.
I'm not saying.
Right.
But, God,
it's
this
so
is what journalism
stupid.
Is. Today.
Is it Mantis?
What are you talking about?
You remember Mantis? He was a superhero. Mantis? No, it was in the 80s.
I don't remember Mantis.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
I swear to God, it came out. I believe Mantis was half man, half car. Yeah, he could turn into a really fast car, and he would morph out of the car and kick everybody's fucking ass. Horrible, horrible thing. Imagine your superhero is, I change into a Hyundai right. And get super fucking strength.
Oh, it was an acronym.
Oh, yeah. Was it a car?
Mantis is an American science fiction television series that aired for one season.
Hey.
On Fox. 1994, the wealthy, mild-mannered Dr. Hawkins is shot in the spine during a riot, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down.
All right.
After losing a lawsuit against a police officer he holds responsible, uses his company's resources to invent a powered exoskeleton.
Oh, cool.
That not only enables him to walk, but gives him superhuman abilities.
Oh, shit. Can he drive? He turns into a car, right?
Using a vast array of technology, including a large underwater lab and a hovercraft. He assumes the persona of the vigilante Mantis, mechanically augmented neurotransmitter interception system.
What a great show. It's so funny. All of a sudden, you can't work. You can't walk, right? You're paralyzed, but then you're able to get your hands on a hovercraft and like a super duper underwater lab. Right. How's that?
Spoiler alert, in the series' final installment, I think they killed him off.
No, that's balls. Seriously, that takes balls.
Are killed disposing of an invisible prehistoric dinosaur.
Oh, fucking Christ. It's the 80s. Those writers were so fucking coked out of their mind. They're like, hey, get that note card out, the one you wrote down about the fucking invisible triceratops. Let's go with that.
They're saying that they sealed off the records and technology that had created the Mantis.
Oh, shit.
Thus averting an apocalyptic future. While the character's death was given a sense of finality, the story was left open in one respect.
Right.
When Miles Hawkins returned to 1994 from the year 2026, he did so precisely 32 seconds after his vehicle sent him forward in time. So, I don't know. It's time travel, too. So, they killed him off, but he might not be really dead.
Right.
They must have left that open in case it came back for a second season.
Bringing this back around to the story, it seems to me that it's unlikely that this would be Mantis.
I don't remember what we were talking about. The demon in front of Obama, right, on WND. It's Ant-Man.
It's Paul Rudd. That's a good movie. You got to see that.
I haven't seen Ant-Man.
It's,
I heard it's
excellent.
Excellent. There you go. The headline over at WND is that they caught some demonic spirit running in front of Obama.
On the third day, Mantis rose from the dead, ascended to heaven. Go fuck yourself. Bolshevik is 69. No, that's okay.
I thought you were hitting the... I was waiting for you. I thought you were cocking to hit the gong.
I felt like it needed a gong, but then on my way there, as I picked up the mallet, I was like, I'm a tremendous douchebag. Don't gong now.
You know, we look at the sobering reality of these Planned Parenthood videos, and you wonder just how far gone are we as a culture? Are we gone too far to come back without
Stop.
A complete...
Stop. He's already full of fucking shit.
Brian Fisher.
No. What did he call it? The sobering reality of these videos?
You know, we look at the sobering reality of these Planned Parenthood videos.
There's no reality. The sobering non-reality.
Correct.
Fuck you.
Of the strategically edited, the worst that they could say about these videos is that the people describing the procedures are callous about it.
Yeah.
And not nice in describing these procedures to what they believe, you know, should be out playing on a playground.
Sure.
Type living babies.
Yes.
They talk about it in cold scientific terms.
Okay.
They talk about harvesting. They talk about, I mean, you know, but that's what happens. If you're 40 years old and you're driving on a motorcycle and you get in an accident and you're brain dead and you signed your driver's license.
Right.
And they start. Guess what they do? They harvest your eyes. No. They harvest your liver. They harvest your kidney.
Have you not been listening to the show? I mean, they do that. Or they take your exoskeleton and
they make
they turn you into a fucking robot man car.
Put you in a shitty TV show.
You know, we look at the sobering reality of these Planned Parenthood videos and you wonder just how far gone are we as a culture? Are we gone too far to come back without a complete and utter breakdown, complete and utter a societal and cultural meltdown.
So let's have the same conversation of somebody who's getting through the logistics of setting up a contract where they're going to transport transplant organs. It's going to be the same fucking thing. You're going to have to do this with the procedure. You're going to have to crack the ribs. You're going to have to do this. We're going to have to put it on ice. We're going to have to carry it in a satchel. It's going to cost this much to transport.
It's like, yeah, okay, dude. It is horrible when, you know, a kid dies. You have an abortion. Fuck you. And it just listen to what he just said. Like that, those sentences he stringed together.
Yes.
Just now, strung together. Yeah. He's stupid. He is a dipshit.
All right.
It sounds so fucking dumb.
He's talking to the dipshits.
What does he mean? We're so far gone that we're not going to come back without an utter and complete breakdown of blah, 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 blah. Apocalypse!
Right.
And I will be honest with you. I do not know the answer to that question. I don't pretend to know the answer to that question. I think it is. In fact, I would have to say, I think, given what I'm seeing in these videos and how that just brings into plain relief the moral collapse of this nation for decades now.
Oh yes, it's a slow burn.
It's a moral collapse for decades.
Next week the moral collapse continues. Everyone will just start blowing everyone willy-nilly.
Sounds great.
I just don't see how we escape God's judgment for what we're doing with abortion. I just don't see how that's possible. You know, Thomas Jefferson said God is just. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. We have the shed blood of 57 million innocent human beings on our hands.
57 million innocent human beings.
Less people died in the Holocaust, right?
Right.
57 million dead babies, their blood is on our hands.
Meanwhile, isn't one of the things that they say, isn't there a significant amount of pregnancies that God himself does the abortion? God sends the miraculous hanger,
right?
Coat hanger of the Lord down.
The holy hanger.
And you know, so God's the bigger abortionist.
Yes.
Defiled our land. It's polluted our land. When we lift our hands in prayer, that's what God sees. He sees the blood of innocent babies on.
Oh, that's the, he said that shit yesterday.
God's like, don't tell me what I see.
He's I'm not repeating himself.
What do I do? Sit around and look at the blood of dead babies? Right. Please. I'm God. I can do whatever the fuck I want to. Why would I want to look at that? You're stupid.
On our hands, and therefore his face is hidden from our prayers as a people. So, I fear that we have passed the point of no return and that we are going to wind up with a complete cultural and societal collapse.
There was good thing there's no fear-mongering going on. Oh, yeah. There was a meme. I've forgotten what I was going to say.
God, I'm listening to him. Abortion. He's like, ba-na-na-na, ba-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah, it was a big...
The final countdown. He is nuts.
Batshit crazy.
It's the end of the world.
Just batshit crazy. That's a little bit of Brian Fisher still screaming.
How are we going to escape God's wrath? Is there a shelter for that? Where do you go? What am I supposed to do?
But you notice...
Grab an umbrella?
You notice Fisher's pivoted a little.
Yes.
We've had 2 days in a row now where he hasn't been talking about...
The gay.
Now it's
abortion.
The abortion.
Why? You know why?
Because of these ridiculous videos.
Well, and also because it's trending on Twitter, right? It's probably
because of the videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you know they're selectively releasing because they think, I don't know, each bullshit. One would think that they would have their biggest. They would put the biggest one out first, right? Worst. One, the big smoking gun. I don't see them sitting on that.
What do you mean?
Do you?
The worst video?
If they claim that they have a video that's the worst one of all. Don't you think that would be the first one that comes out?
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, some abortion doctor going to be peddling baby toes along with rods of uranium?
It's utterly ridiculous.
So stupid. The sobering reality of the Planned Parenthood videos. It's just, they're not real. There is no reality to them. They're fake, dumbass.
Meanwhile,
SCTV might as well have put them out.
I believe we had talked about in Mississippi.
Fucky.
How yesterday.
Fuck you, hippie.
Maybe we didn't talk about this. A red pickup truck,
right.
They believe. With the words Broken Arrow on the windshield.
Broken Arrow. That's what Mel Gibson called in some war movie in Vietnam.
It's military code.
Yes.
Requesting help
to
when
kill.
You're overrun by enemy forces.
It's supposed to summon, according to the movie Mel Gibson starred and directed in, when you call Broken Arrow, it is supposed to summon all available aircraft in the vicinity to come to your rescue. Kill Charlie.
So, yesterday, somebody drove up in a red pickup and took some shots at Camp Shelby with a gun.
Oh, I thought you took pictures.
A military training center that is part of the Jade Helm 15 training exercises.
Now we have a serious problem. If these Texans go on the offensive, then maybe we really can take them over.
So, today, a man matching the same description as yesterday's shooter, a white man.
Wow.
Driving a red or maroon pickup truck.
Fuck you.
Opened fire again around 8 a.m.
Ate a dick.
The truck, they say, that they saw yesterday had Broken Arrow on the windshield. Nobody was hurt. But they are... obviously trying to find out what the hell is going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. People are fucking nuts over in Texas.
Yes.
That's the story right there. These people are fucking delusional and they're crazy. Didn't the military go to their communities and say, listen, guys, I know, you know, for some reason, even though we've already told you, we are not taking over your state, but some of you think we are. I'm here to tell you that's not the case. Just everybody relax. Go about your business.
Fucking relax.
And then the community said, you know, we don't believe you. Fuck off.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina.
Oh, God.
In Gaston County.
Eight a dick.
North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Three men have been arrested.
Right.
50-year-old Walter Eugene Litterell. 30-year-old Christopher Todd Campbell.
Fuck off, boy.
And 41-year-old Christopher James Barker.
Hey.
The FBI began investigating these gentlemen.
Ted Kaczynski shit.
Last month after they received a tip that Barker and Litterell were trying to make homemade explosives.
Oh, I hate these fucking rednecks.
Which one had reportedly described as, quote, game changers.
Oh, my fucking God.
They were arrested after allegedly amassing an arsenal and making their own bombs out of fear that the government was about to enact martial law.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine being this? I mean, even if you sort of believe that in the back of your mind, like if you're like, you know, it could happen. I mean, maybe we could get taken over by the country and we lose all our rights as citizens. But these guys believe it so much, they're making game-changing bombs. Game changers.
They have, in the past, voiced their skepticism regarding the Operation Jade Helm military training exercises.
Bang, these bang.
Guys, they're in North Carolina, by the way.
Bang, bang.
The bombs that they made were allegedly made by filling tennis balls with ball bearings, covering those in nails with coffee cans.
What?
And then putting the explosives. They were making these.
Why do they want to do that to people?
Fucking
assholes.
They were going to protect America.
Please tell me
the black guy.
These guys are locked up. I don't want to walk the streets with these lunatics.
Mr. Litterell had bought body armor, Kevlar helmets, and radios.
Oh, my God. Read a book, dickhead.
Reports that he was planning on buying an assault rifle and ammunition for the other guy, Mr. Barker, because he was ineligible to do it himself because of prior convictions. Because
he's a fucking lunatic.
Cocaine and possessing stolen goods.
Jesus Christ.
The three men were reportedly planning to test their bombs and shit in Shelby.
Shelby.
This is Texas. Is this right?
Litterell allegedly told, I guess, one of the, you know, some undercover dude or something, it's going to be great.
Mr. Clitterall.
After they were arrested, the three suspects faced federal charges of conspiring to violate federal laws regarding firearms, explosive devices.
They're also charged with being lunatic fucking rednecks.
Campbell's also facing a separate weapons charge.
The thing about these rednecks, they love to blow shit up so much, man. They love it.
But over on one of the crazy nut job Facebook pages.
Right.
I saw earlier, they have the story, this exact same story. And the headline says something to the effect of, you won't believe what Obama's doing to these three patriots.
Shut up!
Who are guilty of nothing but preparing to defend themselves. They didn't blow nothing up. They didn't shoot nothing. They were just making the bombs, and they just had all the stuff.
They're turning perfectly innocent tennis balls into deadly fucking weapons of mass destruction. Where these guys need to be in jail. They're nuts.
But that's how terrifyingly crazy these people are.
I tell you what,
this is the Conservative Tribune page, which has 1.6 million likes. This is one of the bigger pages on Facebook. And scrolling down, I got to tell you, it's terrifying.
Stupid, right?
It's terrifying as fuck, these headlines.
You know what? I want to talk to the Netherlands for a second. If you guys happen to be listening, if anyone from the government, you just count yourself lucky. You're running around with your military with no fucking bullets. If you had these yahoos in your backyard making guns and such, you know, you'd be fucked. Right?
Right.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
These guys, they're serious.
I'm trying to find the...
I cannot stand these crazy-ass rednecks that hang out in the woods with their guns. They're making compounds. And
Senator catches Obama red-handed violating the law he just signed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's yesterday.
Okay.
Sheriff slaps bold quote from Bible on all cop cars. Criminals are very afraid. This picture of Obama in front of a communist flag they photoshopped.
And all these fucking guys are worried that the government's going to take them over, so they need guns in case, you know.
Duck Dynasty star shares urgent life or death crisis with the world.
No,
asks
God.
For prayers.
No, guess, fuck off, please.
You know, he's sick or one of his kids are sick or something. Or something.
Well, his kids.
If it's one of the kids, we wish him well.
But other than that, suck a dick, please.
If it's him, I don't want him to suffer.
right.
God, really the headlines on this thing are
you're
terrifying as fuck.
Are you on InfoWars?
No, I'm on the Conservative Tribune page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the Facebook, and they're quite prolific. I'm trying to get to. Here we go. Breaking. Yeah. Feds make shocking move against citizens who fought back against Obama's jade helm.
Shocker.
So these are these guys that were arrested, these assholes in North Carolina who are making bombs with nails in them and ball bearings. These are terrorists.
The only person that wins in this scenario is Home Depot, because at least they make some money. You know, they go buy nails and shit.
The feds were watching and then they made their move, it says at the Conservative Tribune. What horrible...
This is crazy.
Treasonous assholes are these people and the Conservative Tribune.
It's like they're living in a movie. They're living in Red Dawn. They think it's Red fucking Dawn. Honestly, I blame... Well, who's the original star of Red Dawn? The new Red Dawn's bullshit. I saw it.
It's not very good.
Oh, I never saw the new one.
I know it's a real shit. And they also pussy...
Oh, wait, I did see the new one.
There's something happened. You know, in Red Dawn...
Yeah. It was horrible.
Okay, in Red Dawn, there's a character that...
Is this a spoiler alert?
Yeah. There's a character who is captured by the Ruskies, yes. Or if it's a new version, the North Koreans. And he's implanted with a tracker. And he leads the Ruskies to their lair, where all these rebels are. And then they fight the Russians off, and the guy finally figures out there's a tracking device in him. So in the Red Dawn movie, one of the guys just shoots him. No discussion, just kills him straight up. In the new movie, they let him go or something.
Well,
it's not. They pussied out. That's my point.
He must be white.
Yeah. No, everybody involved with Red Dawn's white. You know.
Although now it's North Koreans, right? Isn't that the new bad guys?
Well, they were going to be Chinese, and then they decided we want all these Chinese to watch this shitty fucking movie.
We don't want to piss off one of our bigger markets.
They went and digitally fixed their fucking eyeballs. I shit you not. We've talked about this.
Somebody else we've talked about frequently had posted a Facebook status yesterday morning. Todd Starnes.
Oh, God.
Our Lady of Eternal Butthurt.
Fox contributor,
Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd Starnes, and today Obama took away all the Christians' rights in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
He put this on Facebook.
This is send hornets, Lord.
That's it.
He wanted a
send
swarm
the hornets,
of hornets
Lord.
To descend upon gay people. He's an asshole.
He put out this message, and this is just the epitome of Christian ninitude. It's a mess out there, folks. Firestorms in the West, a great deluge in the South, immorality in Washington. If I didn't know better, I'd say someone might be trying to tell us something.
Oh my God. That is
someone is capitalized.
Yes, it's God. I get it, Todd. You're referring to your Jesus.
So sure enough, anything going on, they can point to that and say, oh, look, God's pissed.
I have a question. Okay. Let's say storms are caused by butt fucking.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's what Todd Starnes is kind of saying.
Sure.
Right? So, like, we're in a drought here. So
right.
Why can't people just butt fuck just a little bit just so we can get
But the drought
some water?
Is because of the butt fucking.
What? Are you telling me no matter what the storm is, the natural disaster,
yes.
There's no way we can profit from it. There's no way it can be a help.
As long as penis is touching starfish.
But we would benefit from the rain. We can't butt fuck a storm into existence.
Only where it's already flooded.
Listen, Stephen Hawking, if you're listening, work on that. See what weather can be affected from sexual acts that are considered right. deviant.
But they do. But it's, you know, It's just where it's drought-ish.
Yes.
It's going to get droughtish year.
This guy, Todd Starnes, who just suggested that gay stuff or whatever, immorality.
Yes.
Is causing different weather phenomena. He actually works at a news network, a news organization.
Well, Fox.
If Rachel Maddow had came out and said that bullshit, she would be fucking fired the next day by MSNBC. Liberals don't put up with this shit. But these conservatives, this is science fiction.
Out of their minds. Batshit crazy, out of their minds.
We just read a story about how, you know, written from the point of view that the government's taking us over.
Right. Tomorrow's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We'll try it. I think.
Totally,
if
man.
The time is correct, that the kids' table debate will be going on at the same time as Crab Diving Live here, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
We may try to cut over occasionally and do some live commentary.
Live. Is it true?
Some of the pre-debate that's going on.
The candidates at the debate, at the first baby table debate, are they being made to wear diapers?
Yes. Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal. Oh. Furry outfits. They've got to show up in their favorite furry costume.
Rick Perry as a panda.
Rick Perry.
That would be great.
Carly Fiorina.
Yes. Maker of printers. Burn in
Gilmore
hell.
Gilmore is going to be there. Some of the Pataki is going to be there.
He's going to be dressed as a gerbil.
Although, a little bit of news that makes evil liberals smile.
Yay.
That almost kind of right after they found out.
Yeah,
that Rick Santorum was not Senator Frothy.
Is Rand Paul going to be dressed as a hedgehog?
Was not going to make the adult table.
Okay.
All of a sudden, he started losing staffers and shit like that. And they're also worried that he doesn't have any money. So, well, I mean, it's quite possible that this bullshit from Fox has torpedoed Santorum. And sadly, Rick Perry. I mean, what is Rick Perry going to do now?
He's going to go twiddle his thumbs, do some push-ups. He probably spends a good amount of the day staring at his penis. Who knows what he does? He's marginal. You know, there's got to be at least some people running for president in that clown car that don't want to do it, that want to get out. In their heart, they're like, oh, I hate this. I'm doing this because my family wants to or somebody else wants me to. And if I was not allowed at the big boy debate, I would be like, guys, we tried, but fuck it, you know? Let's go be on the board of some company, make shit tons of money.
And that's going to end it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back tomorrow, Crab Diving Live, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific on crabdiving.com/live.
Yes.
Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Go tickle our blue buttons. That'll take you to all of our portals. And enjoy the conversations going on there.
We need lyrics on this song.
Forget all of the other stuff that's here on the network. Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. Sports-tastic show for you.
Oh, shit.
11 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes.
For your ear holes. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at RatedRComedy. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedial-type stuff. On his calendar at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody, for the clown car.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.